الصحيح. ديزل الأشعار أبو مدانا الشيخ هذا الشيخ حكيم أخطر ساب رحمة الله عليه لتايت الإيس هل لمحي حياتي سلطان جاكي ساب كزري هجو حياتي بي عشق بوتا کے ساتھ گزری ہے جو حیات بھی عشق بوتا کے ساتھ گزرا ہے اس کا ہر نفس عالم جا کے ساتھ گزری ہے جو حیات بھی عشق بوتا کے ساتھ گزرا ہے اس کا ہر نفس عالم جا کے ساتھ عشاق کے حق جہاں بھی ہے آؤ فغا کے ساتھ عشاق کے حق جہاں بھی ہے آؤ فغا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں مسلذتے دونوں جہاں کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں مسلذتے دونوں جہاں کے ساتھ عشاق کے حق جہاں بھی ہے آؤ فغا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں مسلوتے دونوں جہاں کے ساتھ رہتا نہیں جو دوستوں رہتا نہیں جو دوستوں رب جہاں کے ساتھ کیا فائدہ جو رہتا ہے سارے جہاں کے ساتھ رہتا نہیں جو دوستوں رب جہاں کے ساتھ کیا فائدہ جو رہتا ہے سارے جہاں کے ساتھ حاصل جسے ہے تیری معیت ہر ایک نفس حاصل جسے ہے تیری معیت ہر ایک نفس صحرا میں بھی رہ کر کے ہے وہ بوستاں کے ساتھ صحرا میں بھی رہ کر کے ہے وہ بوستاں کے ساتھ حاصل جسے ہے تیری معیت ہر ایک نفس صحرا میں بھی رہ کر کے ہے وہ بوستا کے ساتھ نسبت عطا ہوئی جسے نسبت عطا ہوئی جسے مرشد کے فیض سے نسبت عطا ہوئی جسے مرشد کے فیض سے ہر لمحہ حیات ہے سلطان جا کے ساتھ ہر لمحہ حیات ہے سلطان جا کے ساتھ نسبت عطا ہوئی جسے مرشد کے فیض سے ہر لمحہ حیات ہے سلطان جا کے ساتھ طائر نہیں جو واقف آداب گلستا طائر نہیں جو واقف آداب گلستا ممکن نہیں گزر ہو کسی باغ با کے ساتھ ممکن نہیں گزر ہو کسی باغ با کے ساتھ طائر نہیں جو واقف آداب گلستا ممکن نہیں گزر ہو کسی باغ با کے ساتھ اختر میرے مرشد کا ذرا فیض تو دیکھو اختر میرے مرشد کا ذرا فیض تو دیکھو کس طرح درد دل کیا کس طرح درد دل کیا میرے بیان کے ساتھ اختر میرے مرشد کا ذرا فرض تو دیکھو کس طرح درد دل کیا میرے بیان کے ساتھ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The spoon of Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, Rahmatullahi Alayhi Rahmatin Wasi'ah, Har Lamha Hayati Sultani Jaan Kisat. Every moment of mine is with the King of my life, who has created me, who controls me, to whom I am going to return. And this is actually a dua also, that Allah make our lives like this. This is how our life should pass. Guzri hai jo hayat bhi ishq-e-buta ke saath. Whatever part of our lives we had spent with the painted dollies of this world, with the woman of this world, that is especially haram connections we had, whether it was as far as looking is concerned, whether it was wasting our time on the internet, wasting money on that, or even further having actual affairs with other women. All that which has passed in that, normally a person thinks I enjoyed myself. But Hazrat explains the reality. Guzra hai uska har nafas aalam-e jaan ke saath. His every second had passed with pain of his body. Like it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that la'anna Allahu an-nadhir wal-manzoor ilayh. That Allah's curses are on the person who is looking at haram and who presents himself to be looked at in a haram, that others, females must look at a man, man dresses in this way, females must look at me, female dresses in this way, males must look at me. So all that has passed, what pain of this body, that person hasn't actually enjoyed, that Allah's lanat is on that person. How can there be enjoyment in there for that person? Actually, that person is in great pain. And this is not the height of stupidity and idiocy. It is the height of being without iman, that a person can get enjoyment in haram. That only a person without iman can get enjoyment in haram. Which comes in the Hadith Sharif, that a mu'min, if he perchance commits a sin, like a mountain has fallen on him. There is no enjoyment if a mountain has fallen on you. You want to get rid of that weight. What weight? A mountain on you. And a munafiq, like a fly was sitting, and he made it fly away. In other words, he feels nothing about it. Once we were in the Kruger Park, and we came to a place where the lions had done a kill, that everything was over already. Perhaps it was the next day or even the day thereafter. But the carcass of a giraffe was lying. And vultures, eagles, birds were feasting on it. So we stopped to see. But when we opened the windows, the smell was so terrible that we could not take it for even a second. So terrible the smell. Strong, strong, terrible stench from that carcass was coming. So we had to close the windows, put itar, and we drove away from there fast. But for those vultures, that was biryani to them. For them it was the best meal enjoyment. So like that, a person who is a shortage of iman, in guna he gets enjoyment. But a person of iman, he can't even think about it. He can't even tolerate it. So it's a matter of iman. Not a drunk person, not a mad person, not a stupid person. It is a person without iman who can only get enjoyment in guna. So a person might think that I enjoyed with all these haram things of this world, but actually he was in great. Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum explains la'an Allah, Allah's la'anat, and la'anat means absence of rahmat. So there is no Allah's rahmat on a person. So this person, no matter how much he has depression, how much he has anxiety, how much he has worries, how much he has fear in him, all those things, it's less. Because he's in the land, there's no rahmat of Allah on that person. That person is in other terms, Hazrat explains at other times, that it is like flames have engulfed that person. And if a person who is engulfed in flames of fire, and not dunya's fire, Allah's wrath's fire, the fire of Jahannam, and he gets enjoyment in that. How can that person be? It's not even human. That person is only one thing, that that person hasn't got iman. At other times, Hazrat explains this, that this person's connection is with Jahannam. And Jahannam's condition is, la yamutu fiha wa la yahya. No life, no death in there. So this person is like that. So it's like living, but it's like a dead person. Like a person who's in coma, or a person who is in terrible pain. Now even the strongest painkillers are not helping also. And he's suffering in that way. He's got no life also, and he's got no death also. يَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانِ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتِ. For such a person, he even wishes I die, but he's not even dying. If such people, even if you want to commit suicide, you can't even succeed in that. And so this is the condition, a person who is in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, Hazrat explains, وَشَّاكِ جَهَاں وَشَّاكِ حَقْ جَهَاں بِي هَيْ آهُ فُغَا كِسَان. And those who are the lovers of the truth of Allah, who is حَقْ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ, who is the absolute truth, who makes the truth manifest, those people who are the lovers of Allah, the ushaq of Allah, they are all the time with ahu fuga, that, oh Allah, how great are you? What your favors are, oh Allah. You just take your one meal, Allahu Akbar. And for everyone, it can be the most simplest meal also. You just have a vegetable tarkari, 3-4 types of vegetables. Who grew them? Where they grew? Allahu Akbar. And the water that came, clear water. No taste, no color, no smell. It fell on ground which we walk on, we trample on, we urinate on the ground, around ground. From there, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. Allah takes out all the different vegetables. Then there is some mutton, there is some chicken also, there is some fish. Where the fish was swimming, which waters? Who caught the fish? Who brought it? Who transported it? Who cooked it? Allahu Akbar. You, a person who is with Allah Ta'ala and this ahu fuqa. And on the other hand, if you say, I'm such a sinner, there is no greater sinner than me, there is nobody worse than me on the surface of the earth, and these ni'mat from which parts and corners of the world you brought them, Allah, and presented it to me in one plate. Where am I fit? So this shaqi haq jahan bhi hai ahu fuqa ke saath, all the time, whatever they see. You sit in your car, with this car, Allahu Akbar, how it's functioning at the touch of a button here, there, what functions it is doing. And you gave it to me, Allah, and really without any effort. It's not really that I paid for it. Whatever you pay for your car, 300,000, 400,000, for all those things, you can never pay for that. That you get transported from one point to another so comfortably, and you're traveling in winter, your car is nice and warm. Summer, your car is nice and cool. Outwardly, people of dunya have made it. But the reality, a person who knows reality, knows it is nobody else, but it is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Allah put it in their mind. Allah gave them the raw materials. Allah made it all come together and to travel safely. Whether Maulana Ayyub Kachwi, my friend who is the General Secretary of the Jamiat, those days, very long ago, he says, when you sit in a car, you must imagine you have put your one leg in the Qabristan. That may be about 40 years ago, he said. And today's traffic on the road, etc. When you sit in the car, you must just regard that you are in your Qabr already. If you came home safely, you must make that Allah gave me another life again. Otherwise, how many people just while reversing out, hijackers came there? And how many people got shot in there? Or a person didn't see the cars coming on the road, there accident happened. Terrible accidents have happened just right out of the house, where you're just reversing stuff. And for this also we can understand how important our du'as are. But we, how many of us make the du'as also? What we do first in seat belts. Second, we start talking on the cell phone. No time, no place for du'a to come in. So, through ushaq, their minds are with Allah all the time. That, Ya Allah, whichever ni'mat, whether you go to sleep also, you go to toilet also, and you relieve your, how relieved you feel. A person, I remember Hadrat Rahmatullah Ali, and Hadrat came here after he was ill. Hadrat used to sit outside because he needed to urinate many times during the program also. And so Hadrat said, how can I go in the masjid? I can't go in the masjid. That's why we made the programs here at the back out of the masjid. And Hadrat Khuddam had that art that the whole majma would be there, but nobody would know that Hadrat is relieved. But you could see on Hadrat's face, the minute you are relieved, that relief, that it shows on your face how you are, who gives this relief. As long as you've got a taqaza for number one, number two, you are parishan, you are talking with somebody on the phone, why doesn't he put the phone down? That person, he says that, I was trying to get hold of you, now I got you. And I want to speak, and yeah, you have to go to toilet. Okay, now what must you do? But when you are, who gave you that relief? And what they dua after relieving, Alhamdulillah, illadhi azhaba, not zahabto, azhab, the I took it, Allah took it away. Alhamdulillah, illadhi azhaba anni al-adha. That all these things, with how much harm it could cause to a person. Outwardly, if you had to mess your trouser with number one, number two, how terrible. And if you are in a place, if you are at home, it's alright, you can still, but then too, what? But if you are away from home, or if you are in public, what a terrible thing that Allah Ta'ala made it and He took it away. أَذْهَبَ عَنِّي الْأَذَى وَعَافَانِي. And inside, that is outward adha. Inside, it will cause your health, you will harm your health if you don't go to many people, especially ulama, many times they have to be in bayans on the stage, etc. And now is the bayan, they have to control themselves. It impairs their health all the time. But they have to do it. So, but the best is when you have a taqaza, go and relieve yourself. Don't keep that taqaza. Like small children, they playing and they holding the stomachs and then. Mothers have to say, I know you want to go to toilet, go. He say, no, I don't want to. Then he messes his trouser there. So unfortunately, we become old bachpan, but our bachpan still doesn't go. They got the taqaza of playing. We got the taqaza of playing with big toys, adult toys. They playing with small children toys, we are playing with adult toys of dunya, and we also doing the same thing. So in everything you see Allah Ta'ala, ushaq, jahan bhi hai, aaho fuga ke saath, those are the, rehte hai mast lazzate dono jahan ke saath, and they are loving, they rehte hai mast, they are in a trance, lazzate dono jahan ke saath, with the enjoyment of both the world. If you got Allah, you got Jannat now already. The dunya's ni'mat also, you got Jannat's ni'mat also. Wherever you are, these people and those people, guzra hai uska har nafas, alaam-e jahan ke saath. Every moment of theirs, it has been passed with terrible pain and with great difficulty. A person cannot imagine some of these Caribbean islands. Seems that they only know two things, liquor all the time. And the other thing is, not only like other places on a Saturday night they'll go and drink, etc. They're every night. From the time they come from the work, they are just in the bars. And the music, Allah, your head rocks. It shakes your head. How they pass in that, only 1 minute to pass in that condition. You don't know how. And this is when you still at a distance of perhaps half a kilometer away from all this. And it rocks you. That music, loud, loud, loud music. And they who spend the whole night in that, if there is not Jahannam, what is it? And if they are finding enjoyment in that terrible condition, which even laws of governments, they don't allow disturbance to the public. If you report them, they have to close it up. But these people, the whole night they pass, like, and not one Saturday night. Every night they pass in, Allahu Akbar. What Jahannam a person is in already. And on the other hand, ushaqiha, those who love with Allah Ta'ala, and there is also, Hadrat's mizaj is mizaj of the Quran. Quran Sharif also, where it describes the people of Jannah, describes the people of Jahannam. Where he describes the people of Jahannam, describes the people of Jannat there. So Allah, Hazrat is also given both the things. Rehta nahi jo dosto Rabbe jahan ke saath. That person who doesn't love what Allah, who hasn't got nisbat, ta'alluq with Allah, in all, whatever he's doing, but Allah's thoughts are not with him. He's not with Allah ta'ala. Kya faida jo rehta hai saare jahan ke saath. What enjoyment that you're living with the whole world. Whatever, you get your name in Guinness Book of Records, you get your awards of this and award. What are these things? If your name come in the register of the Salihin, if your name come that amongst the friends of Allah, this is what a person, not this dunya's things, whatever, so much investment, so much property, so much this I got, whatever. These things mean absolutely nothing. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. These dunya's things mean nothing. Allah on the day of Qiyamah. I mean, it can be a person and so many people. Alhamdulillah, we saw with our eyes, like down to earth, like just an ordinary person who's got nothing, not a bank account, not a car, nothing. But Allahu Akbar, when they mort came, what beautiful mort they got. That is what a person has to cherish. Yeah, the whole world can praise you and push you up high and everything. But if Allah, you are nothing, what does it help? That is a person whose eyes, he won't get impressed with top people. That this person, this is his degree, this is the position, he's a rich man. But that's small, and you'll make qadr of that person. That nobody looks at him, nobody makes salam to him, nobody notices him. He's like a nothing completely. But by Allah, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, when that happening will happen, that waqi'ah will take place. وَإِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِلْوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَ, and nothing, there is no kaadiba that can falsify that happening going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. Nothing can stop it from happening. خَافِضَةُ الرَّافِعَ, it will be that happening will be the qiyamah khafida. Many people who were so high in dunya will drop them right down. And rafi'a, people who were nothing in this dunya, nobody had any regard, it will put them so high on the day of Qiyamah. Value is of Iman, Amal, Ikhlas, Tawadu. These are the things that we must cherish. Not degrees, degree after degree, property after property, smart cars, smart cell phones, fashionable clothes. All these things are not going to help us. These are the things that we must cherish. Rehta nahi jo dosto Rabbe jahan ke saath. Kya faida jo rehta hai sare jahan ke saath. Haasil jisse hai teri maiyat har ek nafas. That person, and this was Hazrat's effort, that now Hazrat was there, that for us also, that every breath of yours that you are with Allah all the time. And Hazrat used to say, this is paase anfas. Paase anfas, generally by all the buzurgs, is that when your breath comes out, Allah. And when you take your breath in, Allah. When you take it out, who? So you train yourself. So every breath, Allahu, Allahu. And people like this who became unconscious, who were given chloroform for an operation, then the doctor said, this, the nurses said, that this person, while he was unconscious, Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. It carried on. But Hazrat, where is Hazrat? This is what all the mashayikhs, but Hazrat's level, Allahu. Hazrat said, pass means to look after. And anfas is the plural of breath. That every breath of yours you look after, that is not in the disobedience of Allah. If, for example, you got paase anfas, Allahu, Allahu, but you're not making parda with house ladies. Many people who are like ulama also, pious people also, but close family women who are from whom parda there is, they don't make parda, but they decide Allahu is happening. They say you are breaking the laws of Allah. Or how many people with tasbih, they're sitting in front of the shaitan box also. You are reading tasbih also, you're watching TV also. So that is no pass and fast there. Pass and fast, that every moment of yours you look after, that not one bit it must be in the dis. And it's not impossible. Hazrat has shown it in his life. And we saw, alhamdulillah, what Allah gave us tawfiq, staying with Hazrat, we saw Hazrat's life. How Hazrat was never unmindful. It was amazing. You cannot imagine how Hazrat was conscious all the time. One time Hazrat was visiting us here in Azadba. And Hazrat stayed at Haji Sulaiman Kaka's place, Solidays place. And Hazrat was leaving now, the morning. And Hadrat sat in the car in the garage there, and Mir Sahab all were there, so I made some joke or something, but there was a little bit addition of some lie, a white lie, not any serious, just in the joke. Then Hadrat immediately said, what about this lie? Lying is Gunai Kabira, that we don't even think. All the time Hadrat's eyes were wide open, and it was when Hadrat was ill, lying on his bed, he had a stroke, that I couldn't believe it, and I mentioned it to Hadrat so many times. Person would come, Hadrat is lying like this flat, person comes in from, then Hadrat would say, pick your trouser above your ankles. How Hadrat notices it and sees it, Hadrat's small grandchildren, great grandchildren, small children, 3 years, 4 years, Hadrat makes sure the trousers are above the ankles. So this is that connection with Allah Ta'ala all the time. This is pass and fast. That not one moment, and these are those abrar that cannot see somebody else also inside. They cannot take it because they know what's the consequence. If you see your child, you are having a bribe, and the child is rushing to catch that red charcoal. Who can tolerate that? Now let him go. He'll enjoy. Husband tell the wife also, why are you stopping him? He likes to play with nice bright red colors. Let him go. Let him enjoy himself. Nobody is this. A mad person also can't allow it. So those people who can see when you commit guna, you are going in the fire of Jahannam. How can they allow it? They can't. They just can't tolerate it. And it is for this reason that these mashayikh, they even like in dini jalsas, they don't want to attend simply. Because many times, in dini jalsas also wrong things happen. You have, for example, we had a jalsa, and then usually we have that our milkshake break, and after that we start, so we had some nizams, and some small boys who are murahat, amrad, who are not yet mature, they were saying, so Hazrat told me, stop them immediately. It's not jais to look at these boys. To look at a young boy is also not jais. And especially if a person finds lust in him for young boys, then the fatwa is that just as parda is farz from woman, parda is farz from that boy also. And from the top of his head till the bottom of his leg, you can't look at that boy. That's if you got the bimari of lust. If you haven't got, then also don't unnecessarily. Hadrat gave that also a very beautiful example. When the electricity department going to work on your lights, they send you notice, from certain days we're doing some repair maintenance job, so there won't be electricity from 8 to 5, whatever time they say. But they put one thing there, but regard the wires as life. Because you don't know, at any time they might finish earlier, or in between they test, regard it. So Hadrat says that you don't have lust. It may be an old lady, your neighbor or somebody, the worker in the house, but you don't know when that lust will just come. When life will just come suddenly. And suddenly, and how many people who were like that, they thought we are safe, but they fell into guna. Shaitan, our enemy, is never away. He's trying his best all the time. Where you least expect it, he gets you involved there also. He said, if I had to get Hasan Basri and Rabia Basriya together in one room, I would even let them commit guna. Shaitan, oh, what an enemy he is. Hasil jisse hai teri ma'iyat har ek nafas. Those who have this, sehra mein bhi rehkar ke hai wo mustan ke saath. Even if they are in the deserts, then they are still in the gardens. If you have got Allah wherever you are, if you got Allah with you, you got everything. All the enjoyments of the world are with you. And they are not in your outward body, they are in your heart. But if you have got Allah, and if you haven't got Allah, even if you are in beautiful gardens, people are committing suicide. In beautiful, luxurious homes, and with so much of bank balances, next you see the person has committed suicide. So these outside things cut no ice. They haven't got value. We have been fooled all the time. Nisbat ata hui jisse murshid ke faise. A person who got nisbat, and that is only if you've got a share. So by your share's faiz, your share's barakat, if you have got nisbat, har lamha hayat hai sultan e jaan ke saath. That person, every moment, is with the king, with Allah, all the time. In other words, when you get nisbat, what is this nisbat? Just that you have now, Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali explained it very beautifully. He says that Nisbat usi ka naam hai, Nisbat usi ka naam hai. What is Nisbat? This is what is Nisbat. Ke unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. That you try also to not think of Allah, but you can't. All the time you are seeing Allah, all the time. So how can you not think of Allah? Well, you see that my existence by the blessing of Allah. My eyes, my brains Allah gave me. My sleep, this bed Allah gave me. Now everything is peaceful. The roof is not leaking. The geyser hasn't burst and that water is flowing. Or the tap is not now. It came out from the end of water is just all discomfort. You realize everything is only from Allah Ta'ala. And now sleep is overtaking you. And if you such sleep that you don't know whether you put your head on the pillow first or whether you fell asleep first. And you get that sweet, solid sleep. Who gave you this sleep? Or none other but Allah. So a person who all the time is with Allah Ta'ala. And this is nismat. That you attribute it to Allah. You can see below the stage that everything is here. Aeroplane people are making aeroplane, ship people are making ships, train people are making train. But you can see behind it's Allah's work, Allah's hand that is at work at all the time. You see the infrastructure of a country, you see the system of an airport, everything, how this plane is flying that side. Allah Akbar, if you just think at any airport, Dubai airport, people are flying in from all corners of the world. They are there hour, 2 hours, they are flying to different parts of the world. Who brings them and takes them all? And all these flights are carrying on. Outwardly, you see this system, but actually it is the hand of Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, your tarbiyat which your shaykh makes, outwardly my shaykh, but you realize it's also Allah. Behind my shaykh is also Allah. My shaykh is now Allah also. That he made his effort and therefore he is valuable. Therefore in dunya, we say these people made. People praise them. What great, how their technology has gone. But a person with eyes sees beyond that. Beyond that is Allah Ta'ala. In the same way in ruhaniyat, all this what your shaykh has made effort on you is outwardly. But haqiqat at the back is only Allah. So you have to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. First and foremost, then in the way your shaykh was the great cause, you're thankful to him also. Your friend who introduced yourself to your shaykh, you are thankful to him also. People who you are clubbing together, coming every week for the program, you're thankful to them also. You haven't got a car, they pick you up, they are bringing you. But the real is Allah Ta'ala. Ta'ir nahi jo waqif adab gulistan. Yeah, ta'ir is either a bird also, literally you can take it, who doesn't know the etiquette of the garden. It's a bird, another strange bird comes in your garden, fights with the other birds, chases them away, doesn't know the etiquette there, fighting with the, you see it's happening, the bird comes and it fights with the other birds, etc. Ta'ir, the one who's flying to Allah, but who doesn't know the etiquette of the khanqah. That how to live. He comes, he finds fault with this person, whosoever's eyes fall on, finds fault with that person, finds fault with that person. Arguments, fights take place all the time. Mumkin nahi guzar ho kisi baagbaan ke saath. That person won't be able to walk along, to pass his life together with his sheikh. Baagbaan, the person who is the gardener, who's looking after the garden, you don't know the adab of the garden, and then the gardener doesn't want to keep you there, the person who's in charge. You are fighting all the time with people, you are a nuisance here, you are causing trouble. So adab is very, very important. You have come here for your islah. Don't worry of the islah of other people. How many? The mashayikh say, when the murids become worried of other murids' islah, they say you came here for your islah or for other people's. And some come to make the sheikh's islah also. And they also tell the sheikh, you don't know the adab, you came here for your islah or you came here to make your sheikh's islah. And others who always find fault with other people. So by Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, people should stay in the same room for 40 days for 4 months. At the end they didn't know one another's names. From where you come, what work you do, how many children you got. For us, in the first minute, whole history, we got it already who are you, from what work you do, everything. A person who came here and he knows I've come for my Islam. And a person who spends Otherwise, we spend whole Ramzan also. But we got hidden agendas. To make contact with other people in the Khanqa. We got other things we are watching, where I can make with who, what contact. Or we are finding fault all the time. That how is that person going to be? We haven't fixed our object and purpose for what we are coming in the Khanqa. We have got other things in our mind. That person can spend his whole life also. And in fact, he causes the badnami, the bad name of the Khanqa. People say that still this person, his akhlaq is like this. What he was doing 10 years in the Khanqa? What he was doing 15 years in the Khanqa? Because we didn't take, and if we take the right effect, the wife also will become kail of a person. Then mashallah, I'm so happy that you, and every Ramzan you must go Khanqa. I can see the difference in you when you go there. So if that effect is coming on us, then alhamdulillah. Akhtar, meri murshid ka zaraf hai is to dekho. Hadrat is saying, oh Akhtar, look at this phrase of my Shaykh. That what he has done, kis tarah darde dil kiya, meri bayaan ke saath. And this is also the kamal that a person never takes it upon himself. That my achievement, my Shaykh. That today Hazrat says that I'm making bayan, people are enjoying my bayans, and there is effect in my bayans, that the pain of my heart is with my bayan also. It's not just words that I'm speaking, but I'm speaking from my heart. And this is not my achievement, my Shaykh's achievement. He made this for me. So this is the great, great benefit of making ta'alluq. Then, as I usually say for our Jamaat brothers also, your one e'lan with dard-e-dil, see what effect it has. And you're going out in gush, you're not the Amir, you're not the Mutakallim, you're not the Rev, you're just going together with the Jamaat, but you got pain in your heart. It will have effect on even those non-Muslim houses you are passing, wherever you are passing. But if you haven't got, you give wonderful bayan with your tongue, wonderful words, and you say it so well, but the heart is not joined with your tongue. It's not coming from your heart. Then there is no effect. You can now give a wonderful da'wah also. But just that, make that connection. Then see the great difference. Allah give us tawfiq. MashaAllah. Barakallahu bi intikhabina.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Irad Ashar of our Dala Sheikh, Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh. Rahmatullah alayhi rahmatu wasi'a. Title is Jo Banda Tera Tabi'e Farman Rahega. Jo ghair-e haq pe qalb se qurban rahega. Jo ghair-e haq pe qalb se qurban rahega. Insaan ki surat mein wo shaitan rahega. Jo ghair-e-haq pe qalb se qurban rahega. Insaan ki surat mein wo shaitan rahega. Mumkin nahi ke qalb mein wo chain pa sake. Mumkin nahi ke qalb mein wo chain pa sake. Jab tak ke koi aamil-e-isyan rahega. Mumkin nahi ke qalb mein wo chain pa sake. Jab tak ke koi aamil-e-isyan rahega. Fani buton ke ishq mein hoga jo mubtala. Fani buton ke ishq mein hoga jo mubtala. Kya umar doston wo pareshan rahega. Fani buton ke ishq mein hoga jo mubtala. Kya umar doston wo pareshan rahega. Dono jahan mein payega wo chain ki hayat. Dono jahan mein payega
وہ چین کی حیات جو بند تیرا کیا بھی فرمان رہے گا دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات جو بند تیرا کیا بھی فرمان رہے گا فانی بتوں سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا فانی بتوں سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا فانی بتوں سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا ظالم مگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور ظالم مگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا ظالم مگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زباں سے سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زباں سے عاصی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا عاصی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا
These beautiful ashar of our Shaykh Damit Barakatuhum, Jo Banda Tera Tabi Farman Rahega, that servant of yours who will be obedient to you. And this is what is required. If you don't become Hafiz, it's no guna also. You don't become an Alim, no guna also. But you didn't become obedient to Allah, there is a very big guna. Even if you're a Hafiz and you're not obedient to Allah, that hibs also, whether it's going to help you or not. You're a alim, but you are disobeying Allah, then your ilm also. So the what is required? To be obedient to Allah. To conform to the laws of Allah. And that you don't need any qualification. You don't have to be an alim, you don't have to be a hafiz. Basic knowledge of deen you require to know what you have to do, what you have to stay away from. Jo ghair haqq qalb se qurban rahega. A person who gives his heart for things besides Allah. How Allah Ta'ala really guides our Allah Wala, that here Hazrat has put this qaid, not only that you jo ghair haq par qurban rahega qalb se, that is that your whole your destination is disobedience of Allah. You are overtaken by it, you are obsessed with. Occasionally you fall into a guna, that is different. You are human, ghaflat will overtake you, you will fall. So Hazrat has excluded that. And this is that person whose direction, his heart is just to enjoy, just to commit what I want to do. Man chahi zindagi, whatever I feel like doing, I want to enjoy life, I want to live it up. No, I will consider. Such a person might make namaz also now and then. If he gets caught up in such a situation, he makes namaz also. But his heart is in there. So the direction of the heart is important here. That if your heart is in the right direction, perhaps you do falter. Perhaps you do make a guna. Allah will make maaf. But if your heart is in the wrong direction, so jo ghair haq pe qalb se qurban rahega. And not only that his direction, he is qurban on that haram. Like unfortunately we say how many people, especially non-Muslims, there's dunya all the time. Nothing, no intention, nothing towards deen. In fact, you tell them about Allah, about deen, They'll swear you also. They'll become angry with you also. Insan ki surat mein wo shaitan rahega. Such people, though outwardly they look like insan, but they are actually shaitan. Mumkin nahi ke qalb mein wo chain pa sake. And these people will never find peace in their heart. If you can see presently also that how the West especially, they have become total enemies of Muslims and Islam. And they just want to annihilate and destroy Islam. And not one minute they have got chain sukoon. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this fear which Allah has put in them, that even a nail clipper in your hand luggage, they can't tolerate that also. A nail file also, they can't. So much of fear Allah has put in them. So these people all the time, they are worried about this, everything. At the airports, over and over you'll hear an announcement that baggage not attended to, that it will be confiscated, etc. They so much of fear Allah has put in them. So these people, mumkin nahi ke qalb mein wo chain pa sake. Whether they're sleeping at night. Not only that, how many times, Bashir Bhai was in a Jamaat from Cape Town. He said he was traveling one place and an elderly couple was sitting next to him. But he could make out just when they saw him, they got very frightened. But slowly afterwards when they started talking, everything, then they got satisfied. Then he asked them that at first, so they said, we just see you and we get frightened. So this how that Allah has put fear in these people. At one time, South African Airways, it was a flight to London, and there were two passengers from Durban also booked in first class. And there were other Jewish people. When they saw these passengers, they refused to fly. They said that first you remove these passengers. And the Airways then had a big dilemma. Which passengers must they remove? And then afterwards, through that, they removed the Muslim passengers, but then they made up for it in other ways. So this fear they have in them. This is what these people, they can't have chain. If you are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, you can't have chain wherever you are. Jab tak ke koi amile isyan rahega, as long as a person is sinful, he can't find full chain. Whatever guna you are committing, and this fear, if I get exposed, if somebody finds out about this guna about me, what will happen? Whichever guna, to what extent you are involved in guna, that is how much you are, all the time you are being chained. That any time, or for example, a person, how many young boys who get involved in masturbation, they are in this fear all the time, I won't have a proper sexual life when I get married, because of this guna of mine. Other people who are in drugs, for example, whatever guna you are involved in, it has an effect on you. And the fear, you can't have full, if you stay away from guna, you have chain, sukoon. You don't have any worry. So in all matters, how much you stay away from guna, so much chain, sukoon you will have. Fani buto ki ishq mein hoga jo mubtala. A person who will get involved in this temporary idols, the street woman, any other woman besides your wife, you get involved in them in whichever level, whichever way. Ta umar dosto, wo parishan rahega. That person whole life, he will remain parishan. Even now he terminates his affairs, but he doesn't know that woman can blackmail him tomorrow. And she can go and expose him again tomorrow. So whole life he's got that fear in him. And a person who stayed away, who Allah blessed, and stayed away from guna whole life, that person, with how much sukoon he loves. And how much you get involved in guna, so much your sukoon is taken away from you. Dono jahan mein paayega wo chain ki hayat. That person will find a life of peace and contentment in both the worlds. Wo jo banda tera taabe hai farman rahega. That banda of yours will be obedient to you. In both the worlds he'll have no fear whatsoever. Here in this dunya also, akhirat, who remained obedient to Allah. And Allah is so kind that when you make sincere tawbah, Allah conceals your gunas. Allah Ta'ala takes over and Allah buries your previous bad life. And now Allah makes your good qualities known to people. Now people say, oh, Hazrat, Maulana, all that. But Allah did that. So when a person makes tawbah, Allah gave that. Allah has been so kind that actually when you make your guna, you should have to pay for it. But Allah said, you make tawbah, finished. Now it's the finish completely, that guna, I remove it completely. Fani buto se sarf nazar gar nahi kiya. But if you don't turn your face away, and you're getting all the time involved still in whether it's, and this guna, Allahu Akbar, is such that a person, if he, they are true in this good aspect of this guna, of associating and relating with other women. One is actually practically, physically, whether you are now in contact by phone, by letter, whatever it is, email or whatever, or actually physically you are in contact, that is one. And the other is just in your thought and minds. Yeah, this is such a guna that if you think about other women, nobody will come to know. So you can still have a beautiful khanka topi, big beard, big kurta, and you look like a big Sufi sahab, but in your heart something else is carrying on. This guna will affect you in your namaz also, in your duas also. You are tahajjud guzar, in your tahajjud also it's affecting you. And so, and it doesn't cost you any money also. And you don't even need the consent of the other person. So actually, physically, if you want to be in contact with somebody, that person also has to be consenting and also has to agree. But yeah, you just, and what plans and thoughts you are building in your mind, what and what you're going to do. So a person who is like this, that person, fani buto se sarfe nazar gar nahi kya. If you don't turn yourself away at all levels, not only physical and practical, but even in your thought, in your mind, you don't take your mind off all these things, dariyaye qalb mein tere tufaan rahega. In the sea of your heart, there will be storms all the time. Even if you are not physically, nobody knows you are living like outwardly a very clean life, no contact with women. In fact, you are very strict also. I don't take women's calls also. I don't talk with women at all. But in your heart, all this is carrying on. And you are thinking about them all the time. Even then, in your heart, you are going to find this tufan, the storms and turmoil and hurricanes in your heart that will destroy your peace. How when hurricanes come, strong winds are blowing, they destroy what and what in the path, whatever comes, all your peace of mind, all your nur of your ibadat, it will destroy all these things. What palaces of jannat you build in your heart, it will destroy all this. So stay away from all that, not only practical and physical contact, but even in your thoughts and that, don't have anything. Zalim, agar rahe tu mere anjuman se dur. Yeah, Hadrat is most probably referring to Zalim is commonly used for a friend of yours that something he has done something wrong, or he is not being faithful, he is not being loyal, he is not doing what you want him to do. You tell him Zalim. You have left for him also, but he has done something wrong. Yeah, it appears that Hadrat refers to a person who may be, like for example, very beautiful person, a young boy. Like Hazrat never allowed young boys to come into his, if they came, they have to stand such a place where Hazrat can't see them. So such a person, Hazrat says, agar rahe tu meri anjuman se dur, if you don't come to my, or also, Hazrat clearly said, for certain of his murids, ulama, great ulama, who have ihtiraz in everything, who according to their ilm, they don't understand tasawwuf, and everything they got an objection. Hazrat said, you take benefit from far, don't come near me. And when I see you also, that you always got objection, that phase doesn't flow also. So either for them also, or either like a young boy who is very handsome, and he is there, and attraction can go. And Hazrat was very particular. We think that we act like we nothing harms us. Like we are such fireproof buzurgs, that the fire of that boy or that person, it can't harm us. But Hazrat used to take his ihtiyat, his taqwa, all the time. So as I say, if you are such a person and you don't come to my gatherings, eh Husan, tera ishq pe ehsan rahega. This beauty of yours, you will be do a favor on my left to Allah Ta'ala. That Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, after he gave up his kingdom and everything, one day he was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and his young son, which he left as a young boy, and he was making, so he noticed him in the tawaf. And blood is thicker than water, his own son, and his connection feeling. And when he asked, he started speaking to that boy, who are you? From where you come? Now that connection of father and son was coming. Then Allah gave his intizam, what we will call a heart attack. Allah gave the boy one slept and he died there and then. That Allah's gharat, like we can't tolerate your wife has love for somebody else. And when this love of Allah, Allah can't tolerate that you give that love to anyone else. It must be solely for Allah Ta'ala. But for those who are at that level. Eh? For others, it doesn't matter. But for those who are at that level, Allah can't take that you love somebody else also besides me. So this is the that Hazrat Damat Barakatum explains here. That Allah Ta'ala just can't take it. That also you have love for some Allah's gharat. Just like a husband has gharat. That you can't tolerate that somebody looks at your wife. Your wife speaks sweetly to somebody. Somebody's phone comes and you see she's speaking two words extra. Or her tone is changing. You can't take it. You become angry. You become upset. So like that Allah Ta'ala also. That your love for me you claim. And you are giving love to somebody else, though it is jais. And the Quran Sharif says, which our Hadrat taught us, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. That those who have got iman, their love for Allah is ashad. In here, look at Hadrat's knowledge also, that Hadrat said that shadeed love, great love for things besides Allah which are jais and permissible. Your wife, your family, your house, your car, your business, you have love, great love for them, Allah permitted it also. But the love for Allah must be greater. Which means 51% you have love for Allah, 49% for other things besides Allah. This is also permissible. Halal things, not haram things of course. But of course you increase your love for Allah, you bring it now 60, 70, 80. And Ustad also when he sees his student getting 70s and 80s now, he tells him, I want you to get 100 now. I can't accept 80 for me. 80 is also a fail mark for you. You must get 100. So as you go closer to Allah, Allah wants you also to be now more fully towards Him. That you must not at all to anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. فَانِ بُتَوْ كِ اِشْمِ جُو هُوْغَا مُبْتَلَى. A person will be involved in the other idols of this world. Not only street woman, your car also. That you made your car your God. All the time, just my car. And the child just scratched little bit the car. Qiyamat came. That how could you do? Commonly I mentioned that incident. Maybe about 50 years ago, one of our nearby countries, a person who bought a brand new motor car, as common, you come and show the family, yeah, I bought the car, he parked it on the pavement outside, and he called his family, let's go for a drive. You do that. So, but outside his little child was playing, 5-6-year-old boy with a 6-inch rusted nail. What he knew, he scratched the car from the front to the back. Brand new motor car. But the car was not parked on the pavement, it was parked in his heart. And he scratched the car that was in his heart. When he saw it, he went in what a rage of fury and anger. He grabbed that nail and he scratched the boy's arm from his elbow right down to his wrist. And a big man with that anger, how deep. The boy had to be hospitalized. They had to amputate the arm. After they amputated it, the boy cried and told his father, Daddy, I'll never scratch your car. Please give my arm back to me. And perhaps he got 20 new cars after that. But that arm, can it ever come back? So this is with this love of this dunya. Whether not only woman, whether it is you love your car like that, whether you, a lady loves her tea set like that, that once somebody broke the ear of the tea set, and that also you can't tolerate. There's somebody, the curtain, somebody the carpet, they messed something and made a mark there, and now you just can't take it also. You just put a new carpet, you can't change it also. But and you wanted a nice white carpet. And now a black mark on there. You can't take it. This love of these things will destroy you. You also can't sleep at night. That carpet mark is there, but you can't sleep whole night. Your curtain got burnt or something, anything like this. These small things are all the time. Love of these things. Why Allah made it haram? It's makes your sleep haram. It makes your peace of mind haram. And these also, husband-wife relation, all the time we see this happening. For example, the husband got a smoking habit. Now the wife has got some other problem, but now this becomes a big problem in her that I can't tolerate, and she justifies herself. It's harmful for the health, etc. But if you think little bit that people, if your husband was a drug addict, if he was an alcoholic, if he was an open womanizer, and he comes and he tells you also that woman is like this, and that woman is like, well, this is only smoking stuff. If you had the love of Allah, this shouldn't be a big thing in your life. You'll work to get him out of the bad habit, that he must take out this bad habit of his. But you won't make it a big issue in your life. If you haven't got Allah's love, small, small things will irritate you. And all these things will obsess you. Whether it is of right things, wrong things. But if you got Allah's love, you'll overcome all this. And you'll live a life of chan and sukoon if you got Allah's love. Dono jahan mein paayega wo chain ki hayat. That person will find a life of great peace of mind, contentment of heart. Jo banda tera tabe farman rahega. That person who will be obedient to you, to your commands, to your laws. Fani buto se sarfe nazar gar nahi kiya. If you don't turn your eyes from this temporary attractions of this dunya, particularly, Hazrat's emphasis was other women, but whatever else it might be, whether it's your shop, whether it's your house, whether it's your garden, anything else that you give so much attention, and you don't turn your attention, darya qalb mein tere tofaan rahega. There will be storms, hurricanes in the sea of your heart all the time. Zalim agar rahe tu mere anjuman se do, if you stay away, that person who distracts me from Allah Ta'ala, eh Husan, tera ishte ehsan rahega. That the beauty, it is beauty, but you will make a favor to me that I don't divert my attention. And these are Allah wala. That even the things where they fear that will take us away from Allah, we stay away far from those things also. They won't go to a gathering like that also. Though it's a jais and halal gathering, but they'll get distracted from Allah. That also they cannot take. Sunta hoon main aalam mein ye akhtar ki zubaan se. Hazrat says, I hear, in other words, the whole world, I'm telling, what am I telling them? Aasi ko qurb khas se hirman rahega. As long as a person is a sinner, he will never get taste of that enjoyment of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever guna we are involved in, whether it is haram earnings, whether it is haram affairs, whether it is bad thoughts about people, bad thoughts, not only like what you think of women, etc., but you find fault in ulama, that's very dangerous. You find fault in other people, pious people, haji sahab, and now you're finding fault in haji sahab all the time. You're finding, you go to the masjid, and you're looking at this person, you're finding fault, that person, you're finding fault. As long as these things are in your heart, whether it is pride in your heart, whether it is jealousy, whether it is backbiting, whether it is fault finding, all these things, that person, wo qurb khas se hirman rahega. He'll never become a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. We have to take out all these things from our heart, and that concern must be with us. If a person doesn't have that, he'll be living his life, carrying on doing his things, but he won't get that closeness, and in other words, he won't get the enjoyment of Jannah's life in this world. And if you remove all these guna, and this is what a person, really what means islah. Mukammal islah. That complete islah. That even that your wrong ideas about people, looking down upon people, this person did this person did that. There is a common thing how shaitan attacks a person. You're sitting in a masjid also. And there also, your eyes fell on this person. Shaitan opens his whole file in front of you. Whether it's right or wrong, all things shaitan puts in that file. Now you think this person is like this person is like that. And these are tests. وَكَذَٰلِكَ We test one person over the other. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. Ji, test Allah has made one of you over the others. So the differences of the ulama which overtakes people nowadays, leave that to the ulama to sort out. What we got them to give and take with regard to that. They got their differences, let them sort it out. Why we in our minds also, we are thinking bad of this alim, of that alim. Allah knows whatever, and that is the, what, and our thinking, what difference. When the time comes to speak, we can't speak one word. He said that I didn't want to make some trouble, so I didn't speak. You have to speak the truth. You have to support the ulama of the truth. That time you leave them in the lurch. You don't support them. But in your mind, you're corrupting your mind all the time. What's benefit in that? So you keep your heart clean, keep your mind clean. And who you feel this ulama are right, I must follow. You follow them. If you are driving on the road and you got your lane, and you don't know this is my right lane, you carry on carefully. You're going safely, but you're worried now, this person is now turning this way, he's doing this, this driver is like this, you're going to lose focus. And next you know, you bump somebody. And now you not only made a problem for yourself, for all the road users, whole traffic backed up. Everything, you caused a problem for everyone, everything. And perhaps that accident can be serious, it can be fatal also. So you keep focus. So we keep focus in our dunya's life, in our mind, on our deen. Don't worry about other people. What we can't do anything, what doesn't concern us, leave it to the others. So Allah made this imtihan also. There's all differences of the ulama, whether it is, and every town people are talking about this. And they don't see their own condition. What we have to be doing, what we must be doing, that we don't worry about. We worry about other people. If we can contribute properly, contribute properly, try and guide a person if you can do it in your way. But just this thoughts all the time, and this bad biting and bickering all the time, and just making unnecessary gossip, as long as you are involved, you can be tahajjud guzar on the other side. And shaitan will fool you that I want the haq to be established. Haq is very important, and I must establish the haq. But actually, he's putting you into nahaq. He's putting you into haram. So Allahu Akbar, Hazrat's bayans, those people who they are doing a great injustice, who feel or think that Hazrat only speaks about bad nazri. Everything Hazrat speaks. And if we can bring it in our life, we will get that enjoyment. If we bring this through what Hazrat wants from us, if we bring it into our life, that enjoyment is guaranteed, it is there. But not just an outward show of these things. But the reality, Allah will give us such enjoyment that other people can't understand. Like Hazrat explains, that a boy, who is a small boy, he hasn't become baligh. What he knows about what things are baligh. And big boys, they are all the time talking of girls which is haram. But which they do, this girl is like that, that girl, her features. Like small boys, they are more interested in their top and kite and marbles. What they know about these things. But if they become baligh, then they realize. So those who haven't become baligh in the love of Allah, and they say, what is people all the time talking about being immersed with Allah's love, absorbed in Allah's love? They can't understand it. They are still in the small little things of the of deen. They are in deeni cause. But they are still in which Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, wrote to he wrote that letter? Fadail ibn Yaz. What was the first lines? Ya Abid al Haramain, oh those of you who are making ibadat in the haram. Law absartana, you will know that you are still playing in ibadat. Where have you reached? So those who haven't reached Allah Ta'ala, and you are making tahajjud also, you are making great efforts for deen, great ibadat also. But if you haven't reached Allah, you're still playing still, you're still in the ABCs of the path. What do you know when you reach Z? When you reach there, what you know what and what you will get there? You are still in the ABC, Alif Ba Ta Tha of deen. Where have you reached there? So this is when we give up all that gunas. And don't think it's impossible. And Allah wants it, therefore, and Allah has commanded it. It is possible. Work in that diet. And this is what the Shaykh Allah has given us. And Hazrat's teachings are alive with us. You don't have to be despondent in any way whatsoever. The teachings are not taken away. And Hazrat, this is what he wanted in his life, what he wanted for after his life, that we follow his teaching. And you yourself experience that enjoyment. May Allah bless us with this, inshallah.
15 minute baki. Zikr karane.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھو جدر، لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، میں بخشش بروزے جزا مانگتا ہوں. عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت، میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں. ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر، ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر، اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہو، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہو. ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے، مست رہو سرشار رہو. ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بلکہ دارو نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بلکہ دارو نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آیدم تا بد جانا چنیمی بایدم اللہ جل جلاله تعالی شانو اللہ 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 آہ راج آسمہ ہم دم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے ربی جہاں اللہ 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 Allah, Allah, what a sweet name. It's sweeter than honey and sugar cane. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala Sha'nuhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا. اللهم اهدي الناس جميعا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تقلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا. واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقرت عينا على الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك والشوق إلى لقائك. ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مذلة. اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وترك المنكرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتون. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم اطهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا واخف موتانا. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان وغالبهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ثبت الخلافة الحقانية في جميع العالم ووفقنا لذلك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وأهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.